WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
You could make the case that no figure in the history of rock and roll was more incongruous than Big Joe Turner. He was 6 feet tall, weighing in at 400 pounds, and in his 40s when stardom hit. Our rock and roll historian Ed Ward says he was an improbable teen idol responsible for a load of rock and roll hits.
Now when I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. When I get the blues, I get me a rocking chair. Well, the blues overtake me, gonna rock right away from here.
Here's how it would work night after night in Kansas City. The band on stage would start a tune, introduced by the piano player, Pete Johnson. After the first chorus, the bartender, a big guy just out of his teens, would start singing blues. He didn't really need a microphone, but he'd work his way to the one on stage anyway and carry on for a few more numbers. Then he'd walk back to the bar, pick up the bar towel, and continue pouring drinks for the customers. Joe Turner had been born in 1911 and went to work to support his mother when his father died in the early 1930s, but he'd already been sneaking into clubs and doing guest stints with the bands in places like the Backbiters Club, the Hole in the Wall, and the Cherry Blossom. His big break came when Pete Johnson, already a local favorite, gave him a regular gig at Piney Brown Sunset Cafe, and it was there in 1936 that John Hammond, in town to sign the Count Basie Band, heard the duo. He told jazz fans in New York about them, and soon they had a gig at the famous Door on 52nd Street. In 1938, Hammond included them in his famous Spirituals to Swing concert, and in so doing, ignited the boogie-woogie craze. The duo went into the studio to record one of their most popular numbers.
I've got a gal, lives up on that hill. I've got a gal, lives up on that hill. Well, they both try to quit me, Lord, but I love her still. She got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like lime dyed gold. Got eyes like diamonds, teeth shine like lime dyed gold. Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul.
Those verses, the girl up on the hill, the eyes shining like Klondike gold, and so on, would return in song after song, rolling, as he'd also say, like a big wheel in a Georgia cotton field. Joe, you see, was illiterate, but he also possessed a library of what blues scholars call floating verses that was second to none. And, of course, there was that voice. In April 1951, Joe had an unfortunate gig at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, singing with Count Basie's band as a last-minute substitute for Jimmy Rushing. The audience laughed as he missed cues, but among them was Ahmet Erdogan of Atlantic Records, who'd been trying to find Joe to sign him to his label, which was just emerging as a rhythm and blues powerhouse. He found Joe drowning his sorrows in Braddock's bar afterwards and offered him $500 for a session. They only recorded one number that time, but 2 years later, Joe tried again in New Orleans and recorded a smash.
I let it roll like a big wheel. Georgia cotton field, honey hush. I didn't come in this house, stop all that yakety yak. I didn't come in this house, baby, stop all that yakety yak. Come fix my supper, don't want no talking back. Well, you keep on jamming.
Honey hush rocketed up the rhythm and blues charts and even saw some pop action, which was unusual in 1953. His next stop was Chicago in October, where, with Erdogan and his new business partner Jerry Wexler in charge of the session, they tapped a young guitarist who just moved north from Mississippi, Elmore James, to play on the session.
I was in my bed sleeping. Oh boy, what a dream. Big wide screen.
But it was a 1954 session right at home in New York in Atlantic's offices, with the office furniture pushed against the walls to allow a hand-picked band of New York's best rhythm and blues musicians to set up, and Erdogan, Wexler, and the song's arranger, Jesse Stone, singing backup vocals and clapping their hands, where Joe, at the advanced age of 42, made rock and roll history.
Get out of that bed, wash your face and hands. Pots and pans. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. Well, you wear old dresses, the sun comes shining through. I can't believe my eyes, all the mess belongs to you. I believe to the soul you know it not at all.
Shake, Rattle, and Roll was recorded by Bill Haley almost immediately, and Elvis Presley somewhat later, and, although they didn't use some of his more colorful verses, their picking the tune up ensured that it became one of the first rock and roll standards. Improbable as it seems, Big Joe Turner was a star, and he had star billing on the various rock and roll review tours he joined, and even appeared in a 1956 movie, Shake, Rattle, and Rock, where he split the music with Fats Domino. That was the same year that gave him his last big hit with an old blues standard.
Corina, Corina, where you been so long? Corina, Corina, where you been so long? I ain't had no loving since you've been gone. Corina, 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 Corina.
The backing group here is the Cookies, who'd soon join Ray Charles and become the Raelettes. Atlantic stuck with Big Joe for a couple more years, but eventually they parted company. He never stopped working, though, and died in California in 1985. I saw him performing in New York in the early 80s. He was living in the same apartment building as my friend Brian, and one day as we were headed back there, Big Joe was out front doing his daily exercises. Brian offered to introduce us, and as I shook Big Joe's big hand, I said, "It's an honor to meet you." He looked me straight in the eye and said, "Yes, it certainly is." I gotta say, it certainly was.
Ed Ward lives in France.